Oh, we used to sing a few folk songs in the pub years ago, and one night I ran out of voice, and everybody knows a few jokes, so I told a few jokes, and the landlord nearly sacked me. And they would be more in the pub if they didn't advertise me, you know, that was one of the help. And the following week, it was a good crowd there, and I thought, I wonder, and I told a few more jokes, and that week I went and asked everybody I knew, do you know any jokes, and phoned people, and I had them all written on top of my guitar, and next week I went, I had hundreds, but I just wondered how many would be there, and it was packed. I couldn't park the car. It went that quick.
But it wasn't always comedy, was it, that looked like being your career? You started down the tin mine in the early days.
Oh, no,
you?
I'm a carpenter by trade.
Yeah.
I served my time as a carpenter. Then I worked in the underground in the Levant tin mine as a timberman. You could earn a lot more money underground than you could on top in those days.
Many of us remember fondly being with Des O'Connor on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's what Des did. Well, he put me national, then Des did. But there isn't nobody quite like Des on there now. I watch them now, but they... Des would ask you a question, then he'd let you be funny, you know, he'd give you time. The new boys don't seem to do that like Des used to. Judy Spires is another great interviewer as well.
What about your comedy? How's that changed down the years?
I think it's gone sillier. What makes me laugh is rubbish. I love the two Ronnies when they dance with the Morris dancers, and that sort of nonsense humour, I love it.
You had some great times on television, of course. Jim Davidson, Generation Game as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But equally at home in the theatre, which one do you really prefer?
Oh, the theatre every time.
Yeah.
Oh, every time, yeah. Television's, you know, you've got cameras in front of you and you've got all sorts of producers and everything. You never really get contact with the audience, but in the theatre, you're totally in contact. And, of course, in a theatre, you steer the ship where you want to go. If you're telling the story and you want to sidetrack, then that's up to you, but... With television, everything is down to the last second. You know, you've got 3 minutes and 10 seconds, and you've got to say what you've got to say. And comedy don't really work like that.
What about the favourite characters, Denzel?
Oh, yes, he's still around.
He's still around, is he?
Slip along to Vasquez, he's still around.
Who's he based on, then?
Two people, a fellow called Williams and a fellow called Pemberthy. And one, years and years ago, just for the want of a name, if you say two men went in the pub, it's a joke. You put a name to it, it becomes real. And then when it comes real, I would think it becomes funnier. And I took half of Denzel Williams and half of Slipalong Pemberthy and
made them famous.
Made them famous. And half time the people were saying, this here is a bit more about this Denzel man. And that's where he was born. He's still there now. I'm like a double act with only one to pay, so it's okay.
You must have many, many stories from what's been a very successful career.
Oh, well, I mean, I was saying about the nonsense. Let me tell you a story about Robin Hood when he was dying. Did you ever hear of this one?
No, come on.
He was lying in the bed and he said to Little John, he said, go and get me my finest longbow and my straightest arrow and he'll bring it to me. And he said, I won't see daylight tomorrow. I'm at the end of my days. They brought his bow and arrow back. He said, right, open the window. He said, I'm very weak now. I'm going to draw the bow back one more time. If I got the strength of my body, I'm going to fire the arrow through the window, and where the arrow land is where I want to be buried. And they buried him on top of wardrobe, you know.
Oh, dear.
It's a rubbish, isn't it?
But it makes people laugh,
oh,
doesn't
I
it?
Love it. I love all that nonsense.
And
love it.
What about remembering jokes? You mentioned earlier on you used to make a note of them on was it your guitar?
Oh, well, that in the early days, I never did for years. I never had a joke written down in the world for years and years and years and years. Now, if I'm going to change the show, which I do invariably now, I just got to write a thing or two down now. God, I'm 67. No, 66.
Really?
Yeah, very old man.
And still touring?
Still doing the touring, yeah.
What's been the most enjoyable part of it all for you, Jethro?
I get my kick when at the end of the show, because comedy's been very good to me. I mean, 40 years this year. And not the accolade of the crowd when you're performing. It's when you're quieter hours and think, yeah, I can still do this. Because one day it'll go. It will go. Everybody will tell you that. One day it'll just go. But at the moment, it's not gone. And every day that I can come back home and say, yes, I still got it, that's when I get the kick.